1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now concerning the times and seasons, brothers, you don't need anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know perfectly well that the way the day of the Lord comes is like a thief in the night. For when they say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them, like the birth pains on her who is with child, and they will by no means escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you like a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of night or darkness. So then, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us be watchful and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who become drunk are drunk at night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, having put on a breastplate of faith and love, and a helmet, a hope of salvation. Because God has not appointed us to wrath, but to be an acquisition of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sakes, to the intent that whether we are watchful or whether we sleep, we will live together with him. So encourage each other and edify one another, as indeed you do. But we ask you, brothers, to acknowledge those among you who toil, and your overseers in the Lord, and those who admonish you, and to esteem them most exceedingly in love on account of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we beseech you, brothers, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, support the weak, be long-suffering towards all. See to it that no one returns evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue goodness, both to each other and to everyone. Rejoice at all times. Pray continually. Give thanks in all situations. For that is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not denigrate prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to that which is good. Avoid any semblance of evil. And may the God of peace himself sanctify you to become complete, and may the whole of your spirit and being and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will also perform it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I adjure you by the Lord that the epistle be read to all the holy brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.